Rain starts slow, then it does not stop. You turn in off the main road and the tires sink. Not slide, sink. The driveway looks solid, but the surface lies. Mud pulls at the tread. Water has nowhere to go. Every pass makes it worse. A delivery truck will not make it up the grade. Emergency access is no longer guaranteed. You realize too late that what failed was not the gravel. It was the planning. Most access paths do not fail all at once. They give warnings, shallow ruts, standing water that never drains, a soft edge that spreads wider every season. Ignore them and the road decides for you. This is not about making things look neat. It is about keeping control when weather, weight, and time work against you. When rain turns ground into glue and the only way in or out is at risk, you either understand how water and gravel behave or you lose access entirely. Once a driveway fails, everything else stops. Chapter 1. When access fails, you do not notice the problem the first time it rains. The surface still looks firm. Tires leave tracks, but they fade. Water beads and disappears. It feels normal. The trouble starts when the rain lasts longer than expected. Hours turn into a day. The ground never dries. You drive the same path again, and this time the tires sink a little deeper. Not enough to stop you, just enough to feel wrong. Mud is not a surface issue. It is a structural failure. By the time mud shows, the ground underneath has already lost strength. What you are driving on is no longer carrying weight. It is yielding. Water is always the cause. It does not matter if the surface is dirt, gravel, or stone. When water has nowhere to go, it stays. When it stays, it breaks the bond between soil particles. Strength disappears quietly. Most access paths fail because they were built flat. Flat looks neat. Flat looks easy. Flat lies. Water does not drain off flat ground. It spreads, pools, and sinks straight down. Once the soil saturates, weight turns it into paste. You feel it first through the steering wheel. The road feels slow, heavy. Tires do not roll clean. They push. Each rotation compresses wet soil deeper and deeper. Every pass causes damage, even if you do not see it yet. Weight changes everything. A pickup truck applies far more pressure than a person walking. A delivery truck concentrates weight even more. Garbage trucks, fuel trucks, concrete trucks, they do not just ride on the surface, they crush what is underneath. This is why a driveway that works fine for years suddenly fails after one bad season. The traffic did not change much. The weather did. Water moves downhill whether you plan for it or not. It follows the easiest path. If your driveway sits lower than the surrounding land, it becomes the path. Runoff crosses it, soaks it, stays trapped. You might think adding gravel fixes the problem. It does not. Gravel placed on wet soil sinks. The stone presses down, forcing water to rise around it. Soon the gravel disappears into the mud like it was never there. Standing water is the clearest warning sign. If water sits on the surface after rain, the soil below is already saturated. If it sits in the same spots every time, those areas will fail first. Ruts are another signal. Ruts form because tires push water sideways while compressing the center. Once ruts exist, they trap more water. The next rain fills them. Damage accelerates. Soft edges matter more than people realize. When the shoulder of a driveway breaks down, water enters from the side. The road may look fine in the middle, but water is attacking from underneath. Freeze and thaw make everything worse. Water trapped in soil expands when it freezes. It lifts material. When it thaws, voids remain. The surface collapses into them. Even a small amount of trapped moisture can destroy a road over a winter. You lose access in stages. First, you avoid certain spots. Then you have wider to miss the worst areas. Eventually, there is nowhere left to go. The whole path becomes unreliable. Loss of access is not an inconvenience. It is a risk. Emergency vehicles may not reach you. Supplies may stop. Contractors refuse to drive in. A single storm can isolate you. This is why access must be treated as infrastructure, not landscaping. A driveway is not decoration. It is a load-bearing structure exposed to water, weight, and time. Understanding how water behaves on your land is the starting point. Water does not disappear. It only moves or sinks. If it sinks where you drive, failure is guaranteed. Slope matters more than material. Even a small amount of slope allows water to leave. Without slope, the best gravel in the world will fail. You should be able to stand on your driveway during rain and see water moving off it. If you see puddles instead, the design is already wrong. Another warning sign is seasonal softness. If the driveway feels solid in summer but weak in spring or after storms, drainage is failing. The soil is holding water longer than it should. People often blame mud on clay. Clay does make drainage harder, but clay is manageable. Water without an exit is not. You also need to look beyond the driveway itself. Where does water come from? Roof runoff, hillside flow, ditches that dump water onto the road. All of it adds up. A driveway that cuts across a slope will intercept water moving downhill. If you do not guide that water away, it will follow the driveway instead. That turns the road into a drain. Tire tracks that stay visible days after rain tell you the soil has lost structure. Healthy ground rebounds. Failed ground does not. You cannot wait for total failure to act. Once a driveway turns to mud, fixing it requires far more labor and material. Early correction is always cheaper. The goal at this stage is not to rebuild. It is to recognize the failure before it becomes permanent. You need to see the warning signs clearly and honestly. Walk your access path during rain if it is safe. Watch where water enters. Watch where it slows. Watch where it pools. These observations matter more than guesses. Pay attention to the lowest points. Water always collects there first. If the lowest point is in the middle of the driveway, trouble is coming. Look at how the road meets the surrounding ground. If the driveway sits lower than the land on either side, water will enter. If it sits slightly higher, water can leave. You are not fighting mud. You are fighting trapped water and lost support. Mud is just the symptom. In the next chapter, you will address how to build and shape a driveway or access road so it sheds water instead of holding it. You will learn how gravel works when used correctly and why shape matters more than thickness. For now, understand this clearly. Access fails quietly at first. If you learn to read the signs early, you can stop failure before it owns the road. Chapter 2. Building a road that holds. Once you understand why access fails, the pressure shifts. Now the question is whether you can build something that survives weight and rain without constant repair. This is where most people get it wrong. A road holds because of shape, not thickness. Material matters, but shape controls water. If water leaves, the road survives. If water stays, nothing else matters. Gravel does not float. It spreads load. Each stone transfers weight sideways as well as down. That only works if the stone rests on something firm and dry. When gravel sits in waterlogged soil, it becomes ballast for failure. Different gravel sizes serve different roles. Large stone creates structure. Smaller stone locks the surface. Fines bind everything together. Using one size for everything creates weakness somewhere else. The base layer carries weight. This layer needs angular stone that will not roll. Rounded river gravel looks good but shifts under pressure. Angular crushed stone bites into itself and stays put. You never place base stone directly onto soft ground. If the soil is weak, the stone sinks until it finds resistance. That means you lose depth without gaining strength. This is where separation matters. A barrier between soil and stone keeps them from mixing. Without separation, traffic pumps mud upward and pulls stone downward. The road dissolves from within. Crown is not optional. A road without crown invites water to stay. Even a slight rise in the center pushes water outward. It does not take much. What matters is consistency. You should be able to stand in the center of the road and feel the slope under your boots. If it feels flat, it is flat enough to fail. Slope direction matters. Water must be given a clear path off the road and away from it. If water leaves the surface but collects at the edge, it will re-enter from below. Ditches are not decoration. They are relief valves. A ditch gives water a place to go before it reaches the road body. Without one, the road becomes the lowest point. A shallow ditch that runs consistently is better than a deep ditch that stops and starts. Water hates dead ends. It will find another way. Turnouts matter on long runs. Water builds speed as it travels. Turnouts break that energy and send water away from the road before it gains force. Cross slope must match the land. If you fight the natural direction of water, you lose. You shape the road to work with gravity, not against it. Grade matters under traffic. Steep grades concentrate stress. Vehicles climb slowly and push harder. Tires shear the surface while weight presses down. This is where many driveways fail first. On grades, surface stone must lock tightly. Loose stone rolls downhill and leaves bare spots. Those bare spots collect water and start erosion. Water crossing a road is more dangerous than water running alongside it. Flow across the road cuts channels. Those channels deepen fast under traffic. You manage crossings by deciding where water is allowed to pass. Random crossings destroy roads. Controlled crossings protect them. A road that carries occasional heavy vehicles must be built for the heaviest load, not the average one. One overloaded truck can undo months of careful work. You cannot fix poor shape with more gravel. Adding material to a flat road only raises the problem higher. The water still stays. The failure just moves up. Compaction matters. Stone must be seeded. Loose material shifts under tires and opens gaps for water. Compaction locks the structure together. You do not compact wet material. Wet soil and stone move instead of locking. Timing matters as much as technique. Edge control is often ignored. A road without defined edges spreads. Stone migrates outward. The center thins. Water finds the low spots. Edges should be slightly higher than the surrounding ground or clearly protected. This prevents lateral water entry and keeps material where it belongs. Road width affects durability. Narrow roads carry the same traffic in a smaller area. Stress increases. Wider roads spread load and last longer. Traffic pattern matters. If vehicles always drive the same line, ruts form faster. Small variations in path extend road life. You must think in layers, not surfaces. The surface is sacrificial. It wears, so the structure does not. If the base stays dry and firm, surface repair stays simple. Most mistakes happen because people rush. They spread stone without shaping the ground. They skip drainage because it looks fine in dry weather. Dry weather lies. Roads are tested in rain. If you build with water in mind, the road feels different. It feels firm even when wet. Tires roll instead of push. The surface sheds water instead of swallowing it. This is the reversal point. You stop reacting to damage and start preventing it. You are no longer fighting mud. You are directing water and controlling load. The work here decides everything that comes after. A properly shaped and drained road demands far less maintenance. A poorly shaped one demands constant effort and still fails. In the next chapter, you will deal with keeping access passable over time. You will learn how to recover from damage, manage traffic during wet periods, and reset problem areas without tearing everything apart. For now, remember this. Roads do not fail because of bad gravel. They fail because water is allowed to stay where weight is applied. Control the water, and the road holds. Chapter 3. Keeping it passable. Building a road that sheds water and carries weight is only half the battle. Even a well-constructed driveway faces time, traffic, and weather. Maintaining access means staying ahead of deterioration before it turns into impassable mud, ruts, or washouts. This chapter is about survival over months and years. Inspection is the first step. You cannot manage what you do not see. Walk your road at least once a week during wet seasons. Look for early signs of weakness. Shallow ruts, puddles forming in the same spots, loose stones sliding downhill. These are signals. Ignore them and the road decides for you. Seasonal changes matter. Spring thaws saturate the ground. Heavy rains arrive in unpredictable bursts. Freeze and thaw cycles expand and contract soil and stone. Even a strong road loses strength under repeated cycles if left unchecked. Understanding your timeline allows intervention before the damage compounds. Prioritize ruts. A rut is not just cosmetic. It channels water deeper into the road. If left, it widens and deepens with every vehicle. Fix ruts by filling with angular gravel slightly higher than the surrounding surface. Compact it so it locks into place, but do not overwork wet material. Overcompaction displaces water and weakens surrounding soil. Potholes develop similarly. They start small, often unnoticed. Traffic focuses pressure on tiny failures, enlarging them fast. Repair potholes immediately. Remove loose material, refill with properly sized gravel, and compact. The key is timing. A 1-inch depression left for a week in repeated rain grows into a foot-deep hazard. Water management remains critical. Ditches must be cleared of debris regularly. Turnouts and side channels must stay open. Even a minor obstruction redirects water onto your road. One block ditch during a storm can undo weeks of careful maintenance. Gravity does not forgive. Edge protection cannot be ignored. Stone migrates under traffic, especially during wet periods. Left unchecked, edges fall away, and water infiltrates laterally, undermining the road from the sides. Restore edges with angular stone, slightly higher than adjacent ground. Compact gently to lock material in place. Traffic management is another tool. During wet conditions, limit vehicle weight and frequency. If multiple vehicles must pass, alternate paths slightly to prevent repeated compaction along the same line. Every tire track is an opportunity for water to enter the structure. Small adjustments extend the road's life dramatically. Seasonal overlays protect the surface. After heavy rain or thaw, spreading a thin layer of angular gravel over the surface helps shed water and fill minor depressions. Do not overdo it. Too much material hides the underlying problems, making future inspections difficult. The goal is to reinforce, not disguise. Emergency mud recovery methods exist for when failure is sudden. For example, if a vehicle becomes stuck, do not spin tires. That only worsens ruts and spreads mud. Place boards, logs, or gravel under the tires to regain traction. Once the vehicle moves, immediately repair the path to prevent repeat damage. Long-term stability comes from observation and intervention. The road is a living system. Water, weight, and soil interact continuously. Even the best-built driveway requires attention to prevent minor issues from escalating. Resetting failures without full reconstruction is possible. Remove displaced stone and mud from low points. Reshape depressions, restoring proper crown and slope. Add angular gravel to lock the structure. Compact lightly to seat material. Drainage must be functional before traffic resumes. Do not assume nature will correct the problem. It rarely does. Inspection and repair frequency depends on use. A driveway with heavy equipment or frequent deliveries needs more attention than one used occasionally. Adjust your maintenance schedule to match the level of stress. Winter presents special challenges. Frozen ground may seem stable, but thawed layers underneath can fail suddenly. Inspect after freeze-thaw cycles, clearing water from channels and refilling ruts before repeated traffic begins. Small interventions now prevent large-scale collapse later. Debris management matters. Leaves, mud, and organic material in ditches or on the road surface trap water and accelerate breakdown. Clear debris promptly to keep water moving freely. Even a partially blocked ditch can saturate the road, undoing months of work. Consistency is critical. Maintenance cannot be sporadic. A neglected road weakens fast. Compounding damage is always worse than individual failures. Address issues the moment they appear. Long-term access also requires planning for extreme events. Heavy rainfall, flooding, or unexpected loads will test any road. Identify vulnerable points in advance. Strengthen them with additional stone, edge protection, or reinforced drainage paths. Proactive measures reduce catastrophic failures. Document your interventions. Note locations, repairs, and materials used. This creates a maintenance history. When problems recur, you know which strategies worked and which failed. Without records, you repeat mistakes unknowingly. Evaluate traffic patterns periodically. Adjust vehicle paths slightly to prevent concentration of wear in one line. Over time, even minor shifts in usage can reduce rut formation. Rotation is inexpensive and effective. Surface grading is not a one-time task. Over time, the crown may flatten. Low spots develop as vehicles compress the road. Periodic grading restores the slope, allowing water to shed. Use simple hand tools for short stretches or mechanical grading for longer runs. Compaction after repairs is always light, especially after wet periods. Overcompaction on wet soil forces water into surrounding material, weakening the base. Compact enough to seat stone without displacing moisture. Timing and pressure are as important as material choice. Preventive maintenance is often easier than repair. For example, shallow gravel overlays applied annually prevent small depressions from developing. Minor reshaping after winter sets the stage for a stable year. Edge vegetation management supports long-term stability. Roots can strengthen soil, but invasive or fast-growing plants can destabilize edges. Keep vegetation controlled to maintain structural integrity. Emergency access must be prioritized. Even temporary measures like laying boards or temporary gravel can keep a path open for vehicles. Once traffic passes, repair immediately. A passable road under emergency conditions is the difference between isolation and continued operation. Assess the base layer periodically. If stone has migrated or soil is weakening, replenish angular stone and restore separation layers. Long-term failure often begins at the base. Surface fixes alone are insufficient. Finally, do not underestimate human observation. Your knowledge of your land and traffic patterns is as important as material and shape. Walk, inspect, and act. Each intervention reduces the likelihood of total failure. By combining inspection, repair, traffic management, seasonal overlays, and proactive drainage maintenance, you extend the life of your access paths. Control the water, control the wear, and you control access. Failure is not inevitable. Roads degrade slowly, and early action prevents major collapses. Every week, month, and season, you invest in maintenance pays off. A stable, passable driveway is not a miracle. It is the result of attention, planning, and action. When storms strike, when vehicles are loaded, when mud threatens, a maintained access path holds. Neglect it, and you fight the road every day. Your goal is reliability over time. Building and maintaining a road is not glamorous. It is hard, gritty work. But done correctly, it preserves access, prevents emergency isolation, and keeps life moving even under pressure. This is the end of the process. A road that is shaped, drained, and maintained withstands rain, weight, and seasons. Everything else, the mud, the ruts, the emergency interventions, flows from this foundation. Control these elements, and you control access. Ignore them, and access controls you.